Arts Connection, the intersection of faith and the arts in Canadian culture, with your host, Robert White. Now, here's Robert.
Welcome to the Christmas edition of Arts Connection for Thursday, December 22nd, 2011. That was Sojourn of the Kings from the Glory CD of violinist Trevor Dick's Christmas CD, Glory and Peace. The scripture readings for tonight's program are taken from Matthew 2, verses 1 to 11, as found in the message. The commentary comes from the World Encyclopedia of Christmas by Jerry Bowler. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem Village, Judah Territory, this was during Herod's kingship, a band of scholars arrived in Jerusalem from the east. They asked, "Where can we find and pay homage to the newborn king of the Jews? We observed a star in the eastern sky that signaled his birth. We're on a pilgrimage to worship him." Most historians agree that the term Magi refers to a caste of Persian priests and astrologers, But after this has been said, all else falls into the realm of legend and speculation. Though we are used to thinking of these travelers as three in the number, the Bible is actually silent on how many magi came to see the Holy Child. Three was the figure eventually settled upon by chroniclers, probably because of the number of gifts mentioned.
When we came, through the cold we came, bearing gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. And there were trumpets playing, there were angels looking down on a West Bank town. And he so loved the world. Wore we then our warmest capes? Wore we then our walking shoes? Open wide the city gates. Let us. Child is born, born in Bethlehem, born in a cattle pen. A child is born on the killing floor, and still he no crying makes. Still as the air is he lying so prayerfully. They're waiting for the war. Welcome home, my child. Your home is a checkpoint now. Your home is a border town. Oh, welcome to the brawl. Life ain't fair, my child. Put your hands in the air, my child. Slowly now, single file now, against the wall, where we now are warmest coats, where we now are walking shoes. Open wide the gates of hope and let us through. When we came through the cold, we came bearing gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. And they were shepherds praying, there were lions laying down with lambs in a West Bank town. And he so loved the world.
That was Song of the Magi from the CD Do Not Be Afraid by Glenn Soderholm. When word of their inquiry got to Herod, he was terrified. And not Herod alone, but most of Jerusalem as well. Herod lost no time. He gathered all the high priests and religion scholars in the city together and asked, "Where is the Messiah supposed to be born?" They told him, "Bethlehem, Judah territory. The prophet Micah wrote it plainly. It's you, Bethlehem, in Judah's land, no longer bringing up the rear. From you will come the leader who will shepherd rule my people, my Israel." Numerous apocryphal scriptures and medieval chroniclers have told stories of the wanderings of the Magi before and after their visit to the infant Jesus. Most agree that the wise men each saw the star separately and followed it by a different route before coming together outside Jerusalem. Some, with a sense of irony, have the meeting at Golgotha, where Jesus would later be crucified. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to the Christmas edition of Arts Connection on Faith FM, your inspiration station.
How many kids?
Welcome back to Arts Connection. I'm your host, Robert White, and you've been listening to How Many Kings, the title track from Down Here's Christmas CD. Herod then arranged a secret meeting with the scholars from the East. Pretending to be as devout as they were, he got them to tell exactly when the birth announcement star appeared. Then he told them the prophecy about Bethlehem and said, "Go, find this child. Leave no stone unturned. As soon as you find him, send word, and I'll join you at once in worship." Instructed by the king, they set off. Then the star appeared again, the same star that they had seen in the eastern skies. It led them on until it hovered over the place of the child. They could hardly contain themselves. They were in the right place. They had arrived at the right time. The church chose January 6th as the day of Epiphany to commemorate, among other things, the manifestation of Jesus to the Gentiles in the form of the Magi. In the West, church services began to include a place in the liturgy for a dramatic reenactment of the Magi's journey to Bethlehem. January 6th became known as Three Kings Day. Christmas Morn from the Bruce Coburn CD, Christmas. They entered the house and saw the child in the arms of Mary, his mother. Overcome, they kneeled and worshipped him. Then they opened their luggage and presented gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Today the Magi are an indispensable part of Christmas pageantry. No depiction of the nativity scene is complete without them.
Our eyes, can we see the star? Can we find our path in its light? And if we are still, tell me, can we hear the song of the angels tonight? Can we find our way to the babe?
Carolyn Ahrens with Is Bethlehem Too Far Away from her Christmas, An Irrational Season CD. Well, I encourage you, as we've sojourned with the Magi, traveled with them from their homes from far, from away from Israel, to their brief visit to Jerusalem, and finally to Christ Child's home in the Bethlehem, to think about this. First, these Magi, or wise men, or kings, were men of stature, honor, and prestige, and yet they bowed to Jesus. This group of earthly kings paid homage to the eternal King of Kings. Second, the Magi gave of their talents, their time, and their treasures. They used their knowledge of the stars to recognize the birth announcement star. It took years of long, arduous travel to finally reach Bethlehem, and then they opened their treasuries to buy gifts of great cost. So as you sojourn with the kings this year, have you paid homage to the King of Kings? Have you given him of your talent, time, and treasure? It's just a little something for you to think about this Christmas. And as we close, here's the reimagined version of How Many Kings by Down Here.
Star to a place unexpected. Would you believe after all we've projected? A child in a manger, lowly and small, the weakest of all, unlikeliest hero, wrapped in his mother's shawl, just a child. Is this who we've waited for? Have abandoned their homes. How many greats have become the least for me? Whoa. How many gods have poured out their hearts to romance a world that is torn apart? How many fathers gave up their sons for me? We believe.
us in the Arts Connection today and taking this journey. Have a Merry Christmas, and be sure to tune in next week for another look at where faith, arts, and Canadian culture meet. For more information on Arts Connection, email robert@selawministries, that's S-E-L-A-W ministries.ca, or follow us on Twitter at selaw13, S-E-L-A-W-13. For Arts Connection, I'm your host, Robert White, saying good day and God bless.
You've been listening to Arts Connection, a production of Selaw Ministries. Be sure to tune in again next Thursday evening at 10, right here on Faith FM.